Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're visiting with Mr. Andrew Marinoff, the co-founder and chairman of Chinoa Liquor, a handcrafted passion fruit liquor made in the Dominican Republic. And Mr. Marinoff, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Absolutely, Eric. I appreciate you having us, and I'm looking forward to speaking.
Well, we're certainly intrigued and excited to hear all about Chinoa and how it was founded. So for starters, and a great place to start, share some background on Chinoa and how the brand was conceived. That would be a great place to kick things off today.
Yeah, absolutely. So Chinoa is a creative collaboration of hospitality experts, spirit industry professionals, and a really unique master blender who's family crafted old world styled Austrian liqueurs for 11 generations. You know, we set out to replicate the old world craftsmanship and create a liqueur from fresh fruit, which had never been done before. Our master blender was living at Dominican Republic at the time when he was introduced to Chinoa, which is actually what locals call passion fruit in the DR. You know, most of Latin America refers to it as maracuya, so Chinoa holds a really important piece to the locals down there. It's got a really unique tartness. It's balanced perfectly with natural sweetness, so much so that you can put it over rocks and drink it that way, or mix with almost any base spirit to make a top quality cocktail. Now, the ultimate goal was realized when we create an all-natural liqueur that still possessed the really key aromatic fragrance and taste profile of raw passion fruit juice, which is something that we held true to the identity of the brand.
Excellent information, and thanks for that. Now, I understand last year you announced the brand's expansion into more than 15 new markets across the United States. Why do you think Chinoa is gaining widespread popularity so quickly?
Yeah, and it's been a fun road to get there. And what we really believe is that Chinoa's growth can be attributed to a series of different factors. Starting with the growing demand and popularity of handcrafted artisanal products, which is a global trend. In fact, it's one of the fastest expanding categories and major contributors to the overall spirit space as a whole. Consumers really want versatility of fresh, natural products with sophistication and class, and the trade is also looking for a quality product they can deliver at a fast pace to meet the consumer demands. We feel Chinoa's vine-to-bottle philosophy, so think farm-to-table, but for us, vine-to-bottle, is not only in sustainable practices, coupled with our one-of-a-kind passion fruit recipe, that are really important components for what both the consumer and trade really want, and we followed on that trend. You can also find the flavors of Chinoa are quite unique, and one of our key points of differentiation is that we're citrus-forward, unlike most of the liqueurs, which are sugar and sweet-forward. They are synthetic, they don't add that same value add, which was a key point for us moving this brand across. It's handcrafted, made with fresh passion fruit, additive-free. All the ingredients are also from the Dominican Republic. Each bottle actually contains up to 6 to 8 large passion fruits that we spent years kind of grafting and making to our ultimate recipe, and all of which are grown in that Samaná Peninsula of the Dominican Republic. So it was a key point of differentiation for us.
Now, you also have an impressive family lineage in the spirits industry. What has it been like following in their footsteps as co-founder of Chinoa?
You know, every day the pressure is on. You know, my family has been in the spirit space for decades. I'm the fourth generation on my father's side in it, fifth on my mom's side, and it's by no means an easy task. But what I found is, at a really young age, I was really interested in business. And that grew a particular fondness in the hospitality and wine and spirit space when I was working in restaurants in my teens. And now, investing in helping grow disruptive spirit brands such as Chinoa, it's a rewarding passion. It's some of the work of my great-grandfathers, disrupting industries with impact investing and creating a new norm. So I know I have really big shoes to fill, that's for sure, but I look forward to it, and it's a fun challenge I face every single day, and I love it.
How about that? Four generations in the spirits industry, and you're carrying on the baton, if you will. Today, we're joined by Andrew Marinoff, the co-founder and chairman of Chinoa Liquor, a handcrafted passion fruit liqueur made in the Dominican Republic here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, do you have any predictions on the next big trend or trends in the spirits industry? Talk to us about that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I appreciate that question because the industry is ever changing. And if you look at the trends, they're vast, but we've narrowed down to two that have really come to mind. The first one is beverages that are low ABV, which means that they're low in alcohol by volume. It's really a domination of the market. Drink enthusiasts are becoming more wellness-minded and purchasing from companies who put all natural ingredients at the forefront of everything that they do. which means that it is natural, it is better for you, you name it, and then traceability. LoiBV has been trending for a couple of years, and honestly, I don't see it slowing down anytime soon. I think the other one really big component is sustainability. For example, Chinola, you know, we have a focus on sustainability practices. The sugarcane come from the rum that's grown by the farm, the Chinola, passion fruit from the farm, and the rum that they're making now is within 100 miles of what we're doing. So I, like many consumers, want to know where ingredients and products are coming from. And traceability is, I think, one of the biggest trends the industry is facing right now.
Thanks for sharing your perspective on trends in the spirits industry and some good information shared right there. Thanks for that. Now, what does the future look like for Chinola? Anything in the works that we should be aware of?
Yeah, and this is what's exciting. Right now, we can be found in 26 different states in the U.S. California, Texas, Colorado, Florida, Illinois, New York, Massachusetts. Our footprint is really growing. We're rapidly expanding to new states as well as globally, which is the really fun part. You can find us in cocktail features across the country and as well as your local liquor store. But we're also now sold internationally, and this is where it gets exciting. We're in the Dominican Republic, we're in Australia, the Bahamas, the Czech Republic, Slovakia, and the UK, which is a very interesting footprint, but we plan to really expand on that. We are going to launch Spain, France, Germany, Canada, Israel, and we're in advanced stages of distribution. I think if you look at what the future looks like, we have the ultimate validation. We don't see signs of slowing down, and people like the quality drinks and bartenders that mix quality drinks, they love Chinola. In fact, I think the biggest accolade we have just recently won is the double gold medal, which is the highest honor at the most prestigious industry tasting award in the world. It's called the San Francisco World Spirits Competition, and we were actually the only spirit from all of Latin America, especially in the liqueur space, to receive that this year. I think for me, after 7 years and 2,000 test batches and trials of this product to bring the world the first shelf-stable fresh fruit liqueur without additives and preservatives was a really big accolade for us.
Well, certainly is impressive what you've been able to create and accomplish through Chinola, and I really do appreciate your taking a moment to be with us here today. Now, as we conclude, I'm sure listeners would like to hear from you. Any closing thoughts, a final word or a tip or a takeaway, anything else you'd like to share along those lines, that would be great.
Yeah, absolutely. And to all listeners out there, I think I got a really good tip early on. It was an anonymous quote that always really stuck with me and is a true testament to what I think the entrepreneurial spirit is all about. And it goes like this. Someone once told me not to bite off more than I can chew. I said I'd rather choke on greatness than nibble on mediocrity. And it stuck with me over the years. It really hit home to me. And that's what keeps me on the drive, is that there's always something we can be doing. And it hit home, and I love all the viewers to know that.
A great place to conclude today. Mr. Marinoff, thanks so much for your time. I'm sure listeners want to know where they can find Chinola near them, or to get more information online. Where's the best place to do so?
Yeah, absolutely. So Chinola, shopchinola.com. You can find all the information, find out where to find us, buy bottles online and merchandise. And you follow us at Chinola on Instagram, Facebook. And I think you guys will be in for a really fun story and a journey ahead of us, which is exciting for us. And I think it'll be exciting for everyone that's listening.
Keep doing what you're doing. Continue success. And thanks again for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Hopefully we can have you back in the future with an update. Thanks so much.
Absolutely, Eric. You have a great day, and I appreciate your time.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Mr. Andrew Marinoff, the co-founder and chairman of Chinola Liqueur, a handcrafted passion fruit liqueur made in the Dominican Republic. And for all the details, simply visit chinola.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.